But the whole point of all this and today is the theme is imagination. And, you know, what I encourage you to do, imagine, reflect, connect, and enjoy. Enjoy the service today. These are all tunes you know or have heard because they're popular tunes, but they're paired with scripture, and we're in a sacred space. So that's the idea. So just let it flow. And who has not been to a Disneyland ever? Raise your hand if you haven't been. Yeah, so very few of you have not been. Most of you have. So you'll understand this. At Disney, they have Imagineers that create that wonderful experience. So that's what I want you to do today is imagine and enjoy what we're doing. So we'll start by singing some tunes that you may or may not know.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Off through the woods he's a marching along, making up yarns and singing a song, itching for fighting and a right and a wrong. He's ringy as a bar and twice as strong. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Biddy-doo-da, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine going my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-day, Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual, everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
So Terry, let's have the kids. Are there kids here today? Come up here. Isaiah, you're a kid. Come on up here. John, you're a kid. Come on up here. Everybody else who wants to come up. In fact, everybody stand on this one. This is an all play. Kind of like when we used to go skating. Because it's time to step in time. No, we're standing up. No sitting. This is...
Kick your knees up, step in time. Kick your knees up, step in time. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. Kick your knees up, step in time. Spin about and step in time. Spin about and step in time. Never, never reason, never need a rhyme. Spin about and step in time.
Hug your neighbor.
Hug your neighbor, step in time. Hug your neighbor, step in time. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. Hug your neighbor, step in time.
Oh yeah.
Praise your Jesus, step in time. Praise your Jesus, step in time. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. Praise your Jesus, step in time. Join the choir, step in time. Join the choir, step in time. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. Join the choir, step in time. Step in time, step in time. Step in time, step in time. Never need a reason, never need a rhyme. Time.
Woo! You can go ahead and be seated. All right. Well, Huxley, are you here? Yeah, you are here. Yes. So today we have a baptism. And as a reminder of what baptism is, you know, there's a couple of scriptures here that are printed. Jesus says at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. So Jesus tells us that baptism is important. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So it involves renewal. It revolves cleansing. And this next scripture, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. There is no longer any distinction. All people are children of God, is what this says. For all of you are one in Jesus Christ. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. But when the fullness of time has come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Water baptism, it's as old as creation. Because in the creation story that we have in Genesis, in the beginning, there was water. There was just water, and God was flowing over that water. So we're creatures of water because that's how this earth began, as a ball of water. In fact, one understanding is that if you think about all the way back, whenever you think the earth came into existence and there was this ball of water, it's a closed system. It just cycles itself out. So we are, from the beginning, we're just pieces of that beginning. God breathed into us after God separated that water with earth, took up earth and breathed into us life. So we have water. That's a part of who we are. We need water to sustain ourselves, to live. And we're these earthy creatures. And we partly only move because of fire in us, electricity. That's what fires the ions in our brains. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to say more than that because I'm not a scientist. And then there's the breath. So we have the fire and the wind and the earth and the water. It's basic to who we are. And Jesus says, this is, I know you. I know, I'm helping my mom move here. And she lives in Bothell, so I've been going up to help her. And she's going to move here Monday. So please greet her when you see her here, because she's going to be a part of our community living with us. But so if you've ever moved, there's going to be a time where you get sweaty. You know, you just get sweaty and you get dirty, and so you gotta just wash that off. That's part of the cleansing of this. That's what Paul is talking about in that scripture. Rising, dying, and rising with Christ, you're clean, you're forgiven. Luther tells us, remember your baptism every day, every time you touch water, every time it rains. Remember your baptism. Every time you see Mount Rainier, the beautiful snow. Remember your baptism. You are God's forgiven children. So, Huxley, come on up. Now, you've got some lots of family here and friends. And so, when I was in third grade, this is what's cool. I've always thought Huxley's really cool. Doesn't matter. But he's in third grade. He's 8. And I remember when I was in third grade and 8, I went to church with a friend, and that's where I learned about Jesus for the first time. So I'm really having a good time with Huxley being here because he's been here forever. This is his church. This is his family. And part of, you've seen probably, 50,000 baptisms. I don't know how many baptisms you've seen. A lot here. And part of what we do with baptism is welcome people into this family of God. So that's what we're going to do today as we baptize Huxley. So, Huxley, are you ready to get wet and become part of the wet family of God? All right, that's what I'm talking about. So, Huxley, I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, In the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, so you're going to stand there for a second and get and stay wet. Here, I'll give you this little baptismal thing. You know, it's usually it's for a little kid, but you can just have this and wipe yourself off. So one thing we like to do, Huxley can turn around and look at this thing, and you get to, you know, because usually we have infants a lot of time. We always give someone this candle. So you get to remember today, November 17th, is your day that you became part of this family of God. And what do we say when we light this candle? Who remembers? Let your light. Say it together. Let your light so shine before others that they see your good works and glorify your God who's in heaven. So that is your candle. You're going to do that for a second. Oh, and we always then, I'm not going to carry you. Well, I could, but I'm not going to. But we always welcome everybody. But what we're going to do is we're going to sing. Do you know this song? Amen. 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 Everybody now. Amen. 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 All right. So now you can go ahead and blow out that candle, and you get to keep that. We got a couple books for you here to review what you've done, and we have a baptismal certificate. And for your sponsors, who were the sponsors? Some sponsors today. And what are their names? Karen and Peter, yeah, which is on here, so I'll give that over here. And then why don't you come and sit down, Huxley, because then your father has a song for you, and keeping within the Disney tradition, it's called Just Mine? Baby Mine, and it's from Dumbo. It's from Dumbo.
Here, I want you to just put that on your left ear. Plug in.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never apart, baby of mine. Little one, when you play, don't you mind what they say. Let those eyes sparkle and shine, never a tear, baby of mine. From your head to your toes, you're so sweet, goodness knows. But you're so precious to me, sure as can be, baby of mine.
So today is a baptismal remembrance day as well, so feel free to remember your baptism however you need to. And so we're going to sing our next tune just as a reminder of baptism. So it's Under the Sea.
You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake.
Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor.
Such wonderful things around you, what more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore they work all day. Out in the sun they slave away. While we devote in four time to floating under the sea.
Down here all the fish is happy as off through the waves they roll.
Fish on the land ain't happy, they sad cause they in the bowl.
But fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse fate.
One day when the boss get hungry, guess who gone beyond the play? Under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks love to cook. Under the sea we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea,
under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we've got to be here naturally. The sturgeon and the ray, they get the urge and start to pray. We got the spirit, you've got to hear it under the sea.
A reflection on creation from Psalms. O Lord, our Savior, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals, that you care for them. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all of the earth. A reading from Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. A reading from John. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command of you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. A reading from Matthew. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, hey, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? What will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all of these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you as well.
Hakuna Matata. It's a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
You know, son, there's some other songs that are about worrying or don't worry. Like Jesus Says, Don't Worry. A Bob Marley song, yeah.
Worry about a thing. Every little thing is gonna be alright.
And there's another Bob. Bobby McFerrin.
song I wrote. Might want to sing it note for note. I don't worry. Be happy.
Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata.
Of your days, it's a problem free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
A reading from Isaiah. Is this not the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed grow free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. A reading from 1 Peter. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belongs the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead, miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal says. Son, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. You got troubles, I got them too. There isn't anything that I wouldn't do for you. We think together we can see it through. 'Cause you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. Now some other folks might be a little smile, bigger and stronger too, but none of them. Just me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship never dies. You're gonna see it as a destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
A reading from Romans. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. A reading from John. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. Hebrews, a reading on perseverance. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain, I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle, sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there, waiting on the other side. It's a climb. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm going to remember most. Yeah, just gotta keep going. And I gotta be strong. Just keep pushing on. There's always gonna be another mountain, I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle, times I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. So climb.
Readings from Romans. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. A reading from Ephesians. Pray in the Spirit. At all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. A reading from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. See that none of you repays evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. A reading from Psalms. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. And a reading from Mark. Immediately the father of the child cried out, I believe, help my unbelief.
I don't know if you can hear me. Or if you even care, I don't know if you will listen to a solemn prayer. They tell me I am just an outcast, I shouldn't speak to you. Still I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too? God help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them the mercies they don't find on earth. The lost and forgotten, they look to you still. God help the outcast, for nobody will. I ask for nothing, I can get by. But I know so many less lucky than I. God help the outcast, the poor and downtrod. I thought we all were the children of God. I don't know if there's a reason why some are blessed, some not. Why so you seem to favor. They fear us, flee us. Try not to see us. God help the outcast, the tattered, the torn, seeking an answer for why they were born. Winds of misfortune, they blow them about. You made the outcast, now don't cast them out. The poor and unlucky, the weak and the odd, I thought we all were the children of God.
Please stand as you are able as we take time to confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. During our time of prayer, there'll be a place where you can offer your own prayers, and we always encourage you to say those out loud. God hears our prayers, whether it's out loud or silently.
United with the saints of every time and place, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Faithful God, when we question the future, you reveal the hope of victory through your Son, Jesus Christ. Give us the wisdom to rely on your words and the courage to witness to your love and faithfulness. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our joy. The seas and the hills shout your praise. Inspire us to sing a joyful song to you as we work to preserve and protect your marvelous creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Gracious God, you offer peace to fearful hearts. Heal the hurts of all those who suffer injustice and persecution, those who spend months and years in prisons and in hospitals, and for anyone in need today. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God, our song. Thank you for worship leaders, artists, and musicians who create works of praise and prayer. Guide them in their leadership and empower them to lift up new voices and works of art among the assembly. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Everlasting God, as we await the dawn of the new heaven and the new earth, we give thanks for your beloved who have died in Christ.
copy crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand and hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I'll be here, don't you cry. For one so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I'll be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. You'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. And you'll be in my heart, no matter what they say. And you'll be in my heart always. Why can't they understand the way we feel? They just don't trust what they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Don't listen to them, 'cause they know what to know. We need each other to have and hold. They'll see in time, I know. When destiny calls you, you must be strong. I may not be with you, but you gotta hold on. They'll see in time, I know. We'll show them together, and you'll be in my heart. Believe me, in my heart. And I'll be there from this day on forevermore. And you'll be in my heart, no matter what they say.
Let us pray. Gracious God, you are blessed with such an abundance of gifts. We give you thanks for your grace, which leads to our generosity and other great acts of mercy, love, compassion, and peace. Remind us always that we are your forgiven, giving children of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Be our guest, put your service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvres, why we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff, it's delicious. Don't believe me, ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on and pull your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We are guests, be our guest. Ragout, cheese souffle, pie and pudding en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my candle fandlesticks, and it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and tell your vast, you've won your own free pass to be our guest. If you're stressed, it's fine dining we suggest. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Be our guest, be our guest. Our command is your request. It's been years since we had anybody here, and we're obsessed with your meal, with your ease. Yes, indeed, we aim to please. While the candlelight's still glowing, let us help you while we're going. Course by course, one by one, till you shout, enough, I'm done. Then we'll sing you off to sleep as you digest. Come light your prop, your feet up, but you now let's eat up. Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Please be our
Let's stand up, please. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. We give you thanks for our Lord Jesus, who took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table is ready. Jesus is here. We are all God's guests at this table of forgiveness and grace. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Our ushers are going to usher you on up, bring you on up. We have regular wine in our common chalice, and in our smaller a tray here of smaller cups, we have wine and grape juice in the middle, if you prefer grape juice. We also have gluten-free bread. All are truly welcome, especially if you're visiting. Please come and join us at this feast.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl? The girl who has everything. Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you'd think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to be where the people are. I want to see, them dancing. Walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down the... What's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land they understand, bet they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand and ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why is it? What's the word? Burn. When's it my turn? Wouldn't I love, love to explore that shore above? Out of the sea. Wish I could be part of that world.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
Please stand for a blessing as you are able. And now may these gifts of life, the body and blood of our risen Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you, encourage you, and always keep you in God's grace. Amen. Our benediction is a sung benediction. Let's sing.
I hope to make your troubles go. Just keep on singing all day long. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. For if you're feeling low, you positively can't go wrong with a high. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. It's home for church we go. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. It's off to serve we go. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho, hi ho. Go. For the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities, forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes, up with the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. You look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. Necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your troubles and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. So just try to relax in my backyard. If you like black yaks, you're working too hard. Don't spend your time just looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can't live without it, and go along not thinking about it, it'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities of Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life.
Listen to the Spirit. Fire up your imagination. Love our Creator's world and all of its people. Go in peace. Sing Christ into your hearts and into the world. Thanks be to God.